that has got feathers that's quilted in between two plies of nylon that mm-hmm. helps you to take Arctic weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, let's see. Now, see, if you didn't have enough beds to sleep everyone, you might make a little makeshift.
Make a pallet. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And
put a mattress on the floor for the kids.
Mm-hmm. We've talked some about farming. I mentioned it. You tell me the different kinds of land or soil that you have on the farm.
Well, we had various types in our community. There's some of it that was red, mm-hmm. clay land, and then we had the sandy loam. Mm-hmm. Some of it was tight natured, almost as hard, even though it was gray land, it would be almost as hard as the clay land.
Mm-hmm.
It just depended on the texture of the soil and how fine it was as to how hard that it would pack during rainy seasons or in dry seasons.
Uh-huh. And what about flat, low-lying land around near a stream? What would you call that?
We call that hammock swamp land or bottom land.
Mm-hmm. And is there a difference between a swamp and bottom land?
There's not any difference in swamp and bottom land because it all means the low land.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have a special name for, say, a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass or clover?
Well, yeah, it's called a pasture. Mm-hmm. We use it for pasture and grazing.
Ever anybody call that a meadow?
Well, it could be a meadow, but I've always been under the impression that the meadow is more or less a small piece of bottom land that's mm-hmm. not cultivatable. It would be used for grazing, to put your calves on or your horses.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a swamp. Any other thing that people used to call a swamp? Any other names besides the old bottom land or swamp?
Marsh.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard it called a bog?
What?
Ever heard it called a bog?
Oh yes, there's places it's called a bog where you have so much water and mud mm-hmm. that it's a thin marl or silt that has built up until it doesn't have enough base to it to hold you up, and the weight of a person or animal will sink down in this bottom land.
Mm-hmm. Now, say you land that's very rich. You said that the soil is very what?
Fertile.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the best kind to have. could you tell me the names for the what you call various bodies of running water?
Well, we have the little branch, or the brook, or the creek, or the rivers. They are distinguished in that manner according to size. Mm-hmm. A small stream leading from a spring would be called a branch. Mm-hmm. And a group of springs emptying into a valley, making a larger stream, would be called a brook. And as it enters into other streams, it forms the creek, mm-hmm. and from that on to the rivers.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about marshes a little while ago, swamps. How would you get the water off the swamps? You would have to sit there.
We had to cut canals to drain it,
mm-hmm.
and to dig ditches. We called them canals to and get them low enough that we'd have them deep enough that they'd seldom overflow unless it was extremely rainy weather.
Is there a difference between a ditch and a canal?
Well, a ditch is more or less